Welcome to Nowhere to Run with Christopher White.
Is it Warren in North Carolina there?
Hello?
Hey, hello?
Alan?
Yes.
Hey, I've been a big fan of yours for a while, and for about a year and a half, maybe 2 years now, and I'd sent you an email, actually, and I don't know if I'm trying to come down too hard, but I've come across information. Who is Glenn Keeley?
Glenn Keeley? Glenn Keeley's a Canadian.
Well, yeah, because it seems like you got a lot of your work from Glenn Keeley.
You think I got a lot of my work from
Glenn? I'm starting to question you now with your own logic.
Is this what you phoned in for, was it?
Well, yeah, because this is stuff that I really want to know. I mean, I'm not trying to come down on you. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this.
Well,
you know,
I spoke to Glenn a few years back in the 90s, and I met him once in the 90s, one day, and I haven't talked to him since.
Can I pull something up here and tell me, is it sounds familiar here? I'm going to pull this up on my internet right now. Hold on just a second.
Mm-hmm. And I haven't spoken to Glenn for years. Back with more after this break. I ask them to use me, but don't abuse me, don't pretend, and don't fool the public that you are me. If you do, I will come down on you. And I have to hunt these people down, because I can go weeks without getting an order. So here I am, giving you all this information out, and nothing comes back. There's authors living off the information I put out. And I got that from an author society who told me that many of their members are making their life living off. Most of them won't even mention where they got all their information.
All right, I'm joined here with Andre from the Outlaw Forum. Andre is the founder of the Outlaw Forum and involved in several controversies now. I think we've had our agreements and disagreements in the past, but this is a really interesting situation here. Andre, you wrote an article about Alan Watt. I know that your forum has been known for a long time for its support of Alan Watt, and so it was a very interesting article to come from your pen or keyboard, whatever. So I just kind of wanted to see where you are coming from. If you want to just kind of take us all from the beginning and see what the deal is here.
Yes. Hello, Chris.
What's up?
I have been looking at this information, this so-called truth movement, for a pretty long time now. I have been through all the different big characters that we all know who are presenting this information with various spins on it, and I got to the point where I was very disillusioned, and it was really just felt like these people were not really going anywhere, not moving the information, just kind of keeping us neutralized. Anybody who's beginning to wake up to this information is being neutralized by these people who have been set up as our leaders. I came across Alan Watt a couple years ago, and he seemed to be much more genuine and real. I mean, he was at that time not on a network. He had done some shortwave broadcast with a woman named Jackie Petru, and I really liked the guy. He was presenting information that I had never been exposed to before, citing sources that I began reading, some of these books that you know, nobody else had said these, mentioned these books before that I'd ever heard of. Many books by people like Bertrand Russell and H.G. Well, people had talked about H.G. Wells, but people who were involved in the agenda. Obviously, people had talked about Carol Quigley, but I began reading these books, and the information was extremely compelling, and he was offering a sort of a new spin on things that I was really able to connect with. So I started my forum after that. I mean, I had my website for a while, but I started my forum after I had begun to get into him. And, you know, there was a member, Vic, who – Invictus was his name – he was a fan of Tessarian, and then he came on my forum, and I was, you know, talking about Alan Watt, posting his stuff. So he started listening to Alan, and one day he called into Alan's show and said the name of my forum, and at that point it kind of a lot of people who listen to Alan Watt started showing up, and I think when you type Alan Watt forum into Google, we are still the first result. So I think people probably found it that way. But it's interesting, when Invictus did call, it was edited out of the posting on when Alan uploaded the show to his website. So that was initially a little bit confusing to me, because I didn't understand why he would be trying to keep people away from my forum, when if he went there, he would see that, you know, we were all supporting him. Why would he be against discussion of his material? Then as things went on, he started mentioning forums and talking about how forums are all run by government agents, and they're just there to make people fight with each other, which to a certain degree, the thing about, I don't think all forums are run by government agents, especially not ones that are obviously small. But the thing about causing infighting, I mean, when you can't sit down with somebody or even hear their voice, like over a phone.
Andre and I had a few technical difficulties. We lost the conversation here. I think we lost it a few other times, and he lost his flow, but I think he recovered well, and here we go.
Okay. So a member of my forum created this sentientsentinel.com. Alan Watt's site in Europe is called alanwattsentientsentinel.eu. He, instead of contacting this guy and saying he was uncomfortable with that site name, well, this guy created it as a homage to Alan Watt. He was a fan, you know, he was 18 years old. Instead of contacting him and saying, you know, I'm uncomfortable with you using this domain name that is similar to mine, he went on the air and started attacking the guy, saying that he was a government agent trying to pretend to be him and lead people into forums and anti-Semitism, which he has since repeatedly slandered me as an anti-Semite. I don't even really understand what that word means, but it was then clear that he was talking about my forum. So he was starting with the threats at that point. He then threatened another member of my forum who created another fan site where he actually was selling t-shirts with Alan Watt's face on them, which was a pretty bad idea. But he did – I mean, he says this – again, the guy is a government agent, he says. So he says some comment that the government was monitoring his emails and knew that he was planning to make t-shirts. So just at that time, they come out – the government comes out with a site selling t-shirts. I mean, I don't think he actually believes this. He's not stupid. But you have something?
Is this when your questions about him began, or how did that all that start, or had you already thought about that by this time?
Well, yeah, I certainly had questions about him. I mean, my questions began as I say in the article, which is available on my website, outlawjournalism.com, that he stated that we should not talk in public and share information with other people because there are spies everywhere, and if we do, they will come and get us. I mean, he breeds into his listeners this extreme form of paranoia. I mean, and when you're finding out about this information, you are very susceptible to that, because this is all very scary, what is happening in the world. And when you have somebody who you view as an authority telling you that if you, you know, are speaking out about this, then they're going to come and get you, then you're really unlikely to. And it became very suspicious to me at that point what exactly this guy was doing. It was actually even on – when he was on Alex Jones's show, Alex confronted him about that and said, I don't agree with you about this. And he defended it. He said we shouldn't be talking to people. So that's also – I mean, we were talking earlier about whether or not the guy is, you know, a government agent or just out to make an easy buck off of vulnerable people. If he was, out for the money, you would think that he would want people to go out and spread the information so he would get more listeners and thus more donations and book sales.
So there's other issues about that, and we should go into those here in a little bit, but certainly the it really started heating up when Glenn Keeley came into the picture. So describe how that all went down.
Yes, yes. A caller called into Alan Watts' show on, I believe it was December 15th. The link is in my article, and the video that you made, Chris, has a clip of the clip of the call. It's still available on the RBN archives, but he edited it out of his own when he posted the podcast on his own site, the MP3, where a guy calls in and says, "Who is Glenn Keeley?" Alan Watts says, "Glenn Keeley? He's a Canadian." Yep. So the caller is obviously really nervous. He states that he's been a fan of Alan's for a long time, but that he's come across his information and he has to ask about it. And Alan Watts starts trying to intimidate him, and he says, "It looks like you've gotten all of your work from this guy." So he edited that out, and then somebody came on my forum and posted this reference to this deleted call. And we looked up Glenn Keeley. He's got about four different websites, and he posts regularly in an email group. And it became very, very painfully clear that Alan Watt had not just borrowed ideas from this guy, but totally plagiarized him. I mean, this whole thing to do with this coding of language that Alan Watt presents more in his books, his copyrighted, heavily copyrighted books, than he does on his radio show. This entire concept was lifted directly from Glenn Keeley's work, as well as the stuff in his books about troglodytes and this hermaphroditic agenda, ancient genetic engineering, and a whole bunch of other stuff. So there were actually pictures of the covers. The covers of Glenn Keeley's something he put out called the Keeley Paper, and the covers of the books is all that's available in image form on Keeley's site, and like three or four of them Alan Watt had photocopied and put in his book. So this is incredible. We're presently working on getting the Keeley Papers. I personally believe that probably everything in these books was actually photocopied from Keeley. After I put my article out, you came with the clip of Glenn Keeley talking to someone. I never figured out exactly who that was, but where Glenn Keeley explains that Alan Watt would call him up repeatedly and press him for information, and that he subscribed to his paper, and then it became apparent that Alan Watt had stolen his information and was distributing it for a profit without giving Keeley any credit whatsoever, and in fact removing the man's name from his radio broadcast.
Well, I spoke to Glenn a few years back in the 90s, and I met him once in the 90s, one day. And I haven't talked to him since.
And I could hear by the way you talk, obviously it sounds like Alan Watt really did rip you off.
Alan Watt called me for weeks on end to pick my brain. Alan Watt bought a newspaper subscription, read it, and copied material from it. He never, I'm told, gave me any credit for having been the originator of all the ideas. However, that doesn't matter to me. I'm not in this for money. He might be in it for money.
So,
and again, you know, people's critiques could say, well, you know, they could share information. And Keeley said, hey, you know, he was essentially cool with it. He said he's not in it to make money. So, but then you do have the issue of, as you said, removing the caller's thing, but also clearly in that clip with the caller, he says that, oh, well, I met Glenn Keeley, you know, once in the 90s one day. He says one day, and then never spoke to him again. I mean, that's what he says in that clip. There's all that information that, yes, he met him once, one day, in the 90s, never spoke to him again. So you have that issue there, and obviously there's an effort to cover it up to some degree. So, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so he's lying about it, whatever the case, even if he was given permission to use this work, which, though Glenn Keeley said, you know, he wasn't going to sue him about it, or he wasn't upset about it even, he certainly didn't say that he gave him all this information for the purpose of Alan Watt putting it into books and selling it for an outrageous amount of money. I mean, these books are like 30 pages long, and he sells them for like $30 each. So,
And let me be clear, too, as you asked about that clip, I want to just tell people how that clip came to my knowledge. It was an interesting thing on Skype, which is like an instant messaging and what we're talking on right now. There is a guy that has been actually asking to talk with me on Skype, and you know, we just never haven't been able to connect. You know, times and everything wasn't working out, but he's just a guy that's, you know, looking for the truth about everything. And so he IMs me and says, "Have I heard of Glenn Keeley? He had apparently heard your interview with, I guess, on another show or something like that." And he knew to be asking about Alan Watt and stuff, and he went, found Keeley's site, actually talked to Keeley, had an hour conversation with him. And asked him those questions, and Keeley flat out said that quote. So that literally just came out of nowhere as far as confirmation, which is something that I was hoping for, because, you know, until, you know, either Alan addressed the issue or, you know, we had some kind of information from Keeley, I didn't really feel all that great about doing it. But with that, it's like, okay, something's real fishy here.
It was divine providence.
It was. So go ahead and continue.
Yes. So before I wrote the article, after I started talking about these issues on my forum, you know, Alan went on his show and began making more threats. It was extremely predictable that he would play it like this. It just seems to be in his nature. He went on his show on RBN and said, called me Andrew, which is the name of my birth certificate. I've never been called that. My name's Andre. I don't know why. I guess it's short for Andrew. I never really understood it. But he's acting, you know, by saying my name Andrew, that is on, you know, on my driver's license, on my birth certificate, that he's able to somehow get background information on people. But he says that my forum is run by government agents in an experiment, running some type of experiment to try and destroy him and discredit him, and that we are making death threats against him. He says that we are making death threats, threatening to kill him and his dog. He says that I am leading a mob trying to kill him and his dog. I mean, it's totally insane. It makes absolutely no sense. He then is attempting to silence me by doing that. Apparently, he says that the cops are on my forum, that he's called the cops because I'm leading a mob, and that the cops will soon be coming for me or something. It makes absolutely no sense. If someone is threatening his life, he needs to, through emails apparently, because we're not doing it on the forum, if someone is sending him emails saying I'm a member of Outlaw Forum and I'm going to kill you and your dog, then he needs to, instead of going on his air threatening people, going on the air threatening people, he needs to forward the emails to the authorities who can deal with whoever is making these threats in a proper manner.
Clearly, if this is and it very much looks like it is a job of some very serious, you know, plagiarism stuff. I mean, this really his only option is to go on the offensive.
Yes. This is what he has done, attacking me and apparently trying to make people afraid of the forum. You know, and then I've seen all these people after I wrote the article in response to this, because I don't know. Apparently, he got a pretty shoddy psychological profile on me, but you know, I'm not intimidated by bizarre threats of sicking the cops on me or you know, whatever he's going to send, quote, friends to my house. I, that just tends to make me angry rather than scared.
Well, there's so much stuff to talk about here, especially kind of the things that have been developing later. But, you know, I just off the cuff here, one of the things that really got me was at the end of that clip and, you know, of the video when he's talking about, you know, this is why the elites are justified in what they do. You know, it's like, this is why it's coming, is because some amongst you are, you know, whatever, you know, whatever he said. But it was like such a elitist thing to say. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. He clearly despises his own listeners, which is totally bizarre. I mean, just like when we were supporting him, everybody on my forum was supporting him, and instead of, you know, just even instead of ignoring us, if it bothered him that we were supporting him, he started making threats. I mean, it's just.
Well, let's talk about some of these other things here. I don't know. Could you just break down some of the issues that I don't know? I had issues with different etymology things and things like that. Is there any other things that over the years have struck you as interesting? I know there's kind of like this weird hypnotic thing that goes on, but I've definitely talked to a lot of people that have been, you know, really, really taken in by the guy. And it's almost like anything else. I mean, it just seems like it's calculated to some degree. That could be just, you know, just riffing there. But any thoughts on all that?
Yeah, it's like a cult. It's what's called an audience cult. I mean, he draws listeners in, and I believe he is using some type of NLP, hypnotic speech, his monotone voice droning. I mean, it does put you into almost a trance state, and he repeats the same things over and over and over again. And his main premise is that we are so far gone that there is absolutely nothing we can do to stop this. He avoids also any discussion of any type of human spirituality, which I don't prescribe to any religion per se, but I do believe personally, it is my belief that the only way we as a people, as humanity, are going to be able to oppose what is happening right now is through some type of spirituality, some type of force that resides inside of us. And I just don't I don't think that when you leave that out and just drone on and on and on about how hopeless everything is and how we have no chance and we're all going to die and they're going to put us – I mean
– Clearly that could have a definite reason for – that part of the agenda, just to kind of put everybody to sleep. I mean, it definitely has its use in that regard. I tend to think, you know, there does seem to be a calculated effort against a particular religion, namely Christianity. It's the common denominator that I've, and I'm sure you've noticed with all the gurus out there, you know, they will concede literally every conspiracy in the book, but that's the one that they all trip over themselves with different, you know, non-matching up lies about, you know, this one guy. So it's always been a red flag to me. Obviously, I've got my opinions about that. Any comment?
Well, you know, I might differ with you a little bit on the subject itself, but I would agree that by trying to take away people's religion, you are, whether it's all necessarily true or not, you are disabling people, and I think that is purposeful, what he is doing and trying to spreading this hopelessness and disabling people by taking away, you know, something that is kind of the last thing a lot of people have left, which is holding on to God.
What about Jackie Petru? What's up with that?
Yeah, I mean, actually, the last time, and you can get these shows, the last shows that Alan did with Jackie Petru in 2006, you can get them on his website. The reason that she stopped doing the show with him was because he refused to go into anything about human spirituality. I mean, I believe she was a Christian when she first started talking to him. And he had kind of led her away from that, and then he said he kept making these hints about the true spiritual nature of people, but wouldn't go into any kind of detail, and would just say that, you know, we're he would talk about this thing called calling the spirit to you, and that you won't be able to survive in the afterlife unless you can call the spirit to you. It's kind of an ancient occultic thing that he was talking about. It comes from Egyptian mysticism.
It's interesting for sure. But one thing about
he doesn't talk about that stuff anymore, though, which is interesting as well. He talked about it on Jackie Betrue's show, which is available on his website, I think for a reason. But he no longer discusses even that kind of spirituality.
I feel like he gets himself in a lot of trouble possibly by saying things and then having to kind of deal with them later. For instance, the red ice thing, I think, was just a big mistake, you know, for him. He probably said something and then had to kind of really, you know, make a lot of people mad because he said something he didn't expect to get caught on. Could you go through what happened with the red ice falling out and all that stuff?
Yeah. His claim is that Red Ice took him off the show because he refused to talk about aliens. Heinrich and Frederick's version of the story is a little bit different. I don't know about that situation. I mean, there seem to be some nefarious dealings on the Red Ice side as well.
Sure. I guess the interesting thing to me on that is that if obviously a lot of people notice this, and I'm sure you do as well, maybe you could back me up here, is that there is a difference between what Alan Watt seems to be saying and what's in his books. I mean, they're obviously connected to a large degree, but they are clearly, you know, there's some disconnect there, some things that aren't.
Yeah, not to a very large degree are they connected. I mean, it's completely separate material. He mentions little bits about this kind of word magic in his talks, but I don't even know if he knows what's in the books. He might have just photocopied it from Keeley's stuff without even reading it.
I mean, that's the thing about Keeley, though, is that let's talk a little bit about Keeley. What's your opinions on the guy?
Oh, I think he's great. I don't know. I think it's just incredibly interesting material that he's presenting. I don't know that I would say there's maybe very much truth in it. I have no idea, honestly. I mean, it's very intriguing. It's a little bit like science fiction, I would say. It's fascinating. But it's stuff that is just bizarre. I mean, he's talking about these mutant people from the ancient days that are pale skinned. They're called troglodytes, which I believe are mentioned by Josephus as well as in somewhere in the Old Testament. And he's talking about these people live inside the earth, and that he talks about they're causing global warming with machines inside the earth. And that they've kind of existed all throughout time. And he talks about the genetic engine. I think he does believe in evolution, that humans develop naturally into Homo habilis. I forget how you say that word. Something like a Neanderthal man. And then they were genetically engineered into modern man by troglodytes.
Let's stick with this. Okay, now, troglodytes is one of the major things that Alan Watt apparently lifted wholesale from Keeley's book, at least from what we know. I mean, Keeley does have the covers of his Keeley papers on there, and obviously it's the exact same photocopy of that in Alan's book. So Alan is talking about troglodytes, yet he is saying, that's why I mentioned the red ice thing, is to say that, oh, well, red ice wouldn't have him because, you know, he was talking about, you know, wouldn't talk about aliens. Yeah, he'll talk about, oh, did you mean troglodytes? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're totally in agreement here then. I just call them troglodytes. You know, Red Ice lets anybody with a crazy theory on the show, you know? I mean, what different would it be to put troglodytes on there? But, I mean, and just on that, you mentioned the thing about Josephus. I did check that out. It seemed like Josephus was talking about a place, and I couldn't find it in the Old Testament. Just, you know, we might disagree on that, but just quick word search. And
it's they might call him something different in the newer versions, but I believe it is in the King James Version and in one of the, like the Tanakh, the first five books there.
We'll check it out. But just for the record, Josephus did refer to it as a place rather than a people. Okay, so that's...
There is mythology in other religions about
Greek mythology.
But I don't know...
For the record, I think
anybody
something...
would be talking about it if it wasn't for Glenn Keely.
Well, the deal with Keely, and this is, you know, my opinion, is that, like you said, it is kind of science fiction, and that's because there's a lot of stuff in there that's like, obviously, like, oh... Yeah, that's not true. But, you know, the guy had a printing press, and he is got some opinions, and that's kind of what happened, I think. But
it's incredibly fascinating material. I mean, I encourage anybody to go on there and on his sites, which are linked in my article, and check it out. I mean, I would be very cautious, and, you know, because he's talking about that the Iraq war, the U.S. military is trying to save us from the troglodytes. I mean, it's really out there stuff,
so where are we at now? And with all this stuff, there's been some recent things, but definitely Alan has not taken any calls in the last.
Yes, that's key here. Alan has not taken calls since I said on my forum that people should call in and ask him about Keely because he was clearly being deceitful, and I believe that's what he meant when he said that I was leading a campaign to harass him, even though he implied to his listeners that this so-called harassment campaign had something to do with death threats. But people apparently just believe everything he says. Like I say, it's like a cult because he does give so much compelling information, so much more than anybody else, even though he repeats himself a lot, which I don't really understand the purpose of. He refers you to things, and you can just get in this mindset where it's like, well, if he says it, it must be true. And so I think that's where people are going with the death threat thing. And it just gets to the point where it's impossible to question anything he says. So, I mean, these people are going along with it, even though to an outsider, it just looks completely bizarre and like just kind of insane that you know, based on the information that I have compiled, that you would continue to say there's absolutely no question about this man. In this kind of theology that this – I mean, they're Wattists. I mean, it is like a new religious movement. Anybody who questions the leader is then working for the government trying to destroy him. There's one member on my forum who – people keep sending me links of everywhere he is on the internet defending this guy. I mean, he goes all over the internet and defends him and also tries to sell his books and MP3 CDs and DVDs and encourages people to donate to him. So, I mean, it's like a religious movement. It's incredibly bizarre.
Do you think it's possible that he is actually a member of a secret society like some version of Masons or anything like that? Is there any indication of that? I mean, there wouldn't – just from your opinion.
I have no evidence to support that. I mean, I would think he would be, but I mean, I don't have any.
Do you think that his knowledge of that is – I mean, obviously he's got a lot of knowledge.
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary, yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I mean, obviously, none of us have any information to that, but that's just always kind of what I figured. It's kind of like Cooper would say of that, you know, trying to get, you know, advanced to your degree, you have to do some work for the, you know, system or whatever. But I don't know.
Yeah, about Bill Cooper, Alan Watt made the claim on his show that.
And this is where we lost the call for the last time and was not able to record anymore. But I think he said he made the claim that Bill Cooper, I think, invited him to his ranch the week after or something he was killed or something, and it was a good thing he didn't go or something like that. So I don't know. Kind of hard to prove at this point, I suppose. So I'll put links to this information in the show notes section, which is at nowheretorunradio.com or nowheretorun.podomatic.com. And I'll put the link to the video, put the link to Andre's article, put the link to any other information that might be of use there. I think that's it. All right. Thanks for your time. Good night.